ever have one of those, I was today years old when I realized this moments, 99.7 DJX? Well, that happened to Kelly over the weekend.
For weeks, my power liftgate did not work on my car. I thought, we're going to have to go to the mechanic because it can't not lift. We're going on vacation soon.
The frustration. I get it.
Yeah.
What my genius husband discovered was that there is a secret little button down here that, oh, look at that. It's a power button for the power liftgate. You just press that.
And look at that.
Magic.
It works. It's cute.
Thank you.
It's cute.
Thank you. I can't really put into words the joy that that discovery gave me.
Right. It's like you're learning new things about your car every day.
Well, so it had been weird before in the fact that when my mom had visited last, she had tried to open up the glass. Like maybe they have a Highlander. They've had a couple of Highlanders. Mm-hmm. So maybe she already knew.
She knew.
She had insider knowledge.
Right.
Then she's like, she couldn't get it open. Mm. But it was kind of enough to where it was sending off a sensor. Mm. So I had gotten out of the car, pushed the gate
down.
I pushed on the glass, and I think I fixed that, but then also I thought I just tightened the tailgate, and then I thought, okay, I fixed the sensors. Uh-huh. And it had been working until I had YouTubed how to change the cabin filter in my car.
Yes.
Ordered one off Amazon for $9.
I was going to say, you go in through the...
Got it done less than 5 minutes.
You through go the glove through the compartment. Glove
box. Yes. Yeah. Which, magically, is where the disable button for the power liftgate lives that I didn't know existed. So I might have unknowingly when I took the glove box drawer out to get to the cabin filter. I don't know. But my husband had the genius thought to go to YouTube. I had looked it up, my power liftgate isn't working. Potential, and then ChatGPT is telling me all the things about, oh, the motor could be, run out.
Oh, whatever. Wow.
The internet search sent me to doom and gloom. Cost me lots of money to fix it.
Yeah, it was like WebMD for your car. It's like, your car's probably dying.
But he went straight to YouTube, where he found a video that said, okay, it could be a couple of different things. Try this. It's literally almost as if the whole, hey, plug it, unplug it.
Yeah.
Power down kind of a fix, right? Did you push the button?
Didn't
even know the button existed. And I'm thinking, why would anybody who has a power lift gate want to turn it off?
Well, if for that reason it starts to malfunction, you just turn it off, so...
Oh, it didn't make it easy to manually pull it up. Because it sounded like I was killing the motor doing that. It was working against it. Couldn't.
Well, it's like
so I
cars,
thought I was going to break it if I continued to do that.
It's like the minivans who have the side doors that automatically open and close.
Right.
You can disable those.
Right. Well, I looked up why anyone would want to disable their power lift gate because I would need to know why. Why does this need to exist? And apparently it's because if you're hauling things like bikes or something that could accidentally open the lift gate while you're driving.
That could
be a reason to disable it.
Okay.
So lots of learning, but that wasn't the only thing.
Oh, there's more.
There's more learning that happened. Because I'm going to go back to when my mom tried to open up the glass. Turns out you can do that. Turns out there was a little button I thought was decoration. It was actually a button. You push it, and that opens the latch so you can just lift up the glass. And I thought that was so super neat, too. I've never had that on any of the cars. And I'm like, what?
Hang on a second. You can do what?
You can access the back without actually opening the entire tailgate. How amazing is that? I've had the car since December.
But you know what? That's fun because you're discovering new things about your car.
It's like a cool new thing again for me.
It's like you're getting a brand new car every single time you discover something
100%.
New. 100%. Yeah.
And my husband is a genius because I thought at some point this week I was going to have to find time
to spend thousands of dollars.
Yeah, spend lots of money for them to look at and labor and all the things are probably going to just be awful. And we did not need that unexpected expense.
No.
Heading into vacation soon.
Sure.
So I'm giddy over the fact.
You're glowing.
I am. That my husband is so smart. He's so handy.
You know what, Kelly? You don't give yourself enough credit. I feel like you would have eventually gotten there.
No. No, I clearly had been going for a very long time. Like, this has been going on for weeks.
Oh, okay.
Weeks.
Okay.
I was super frustrated about it.
You're like,
and
ah.
I was just, and honestly, I'd been putting off even saying something to my husband.
Maybe it'll just fix itself.
He was just going to be like mad, just like, we do not need this again. We don't need. We don't need any more.
It's something about your cars.
Yes,
your cars. Yes.
Yes, yes. I have a history.
It's because you're a menace on the road. I get it.
No. Through no fault of my own, we've had to deal with my car issues for a while.
Yes. Okay, well, so, that's exciting.
I am
happy for you that you've discovered this.
What a discovery. And maybe you're like me.
And you've discovered something brand new.
You didn't know all the buttons that you had and what they do. And now maybe you can go look at your own vehicle and be like, huh,
wow,
maybe I might have something like that too.
I was going to say, maybe you've inspired someone to research a little something more on their car.
Right. And also, I was just proud of myself that I have figured out how to fix a few things on my own car instead of making the mechanic do all the things.
Yes, before going right to the mechanic, like, calling the repairman to fix my dryer and comes over and 90 seconds later fixes it because he turns the gas on to the dryer. Yes, those things.
I have been known to go to the mechanic saying my air conditioning is not working.
Yeah, have you tried opening the vents?
But the vents were closed and I didn't know that.
Have you tried turning the AC on?
Really not smart. Oh, I turned it on.
Yeah.
And it had been working before.
Right.
But unbeknownst to me, I closed the vents and I didn't know that they were sideways closed and I didn't know. So there's that.
You are precious.
I am precious sometimes. But I'm just excited about the learning. You never stop learning, friends.
That's right. This is the point in the show where we just give you the moral of the story, and that is never stop learning.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
If you've got one of those fun moments, feel free to text it in 502-795-1997.
Share with the class.
Yep.
You may not be the only one learning that.
Those little aha moments on 997DJX happened to Kelly over the weekend when she discovered that no, her lift gate on her car wasn't exactly broken. It was just turned off.
It was disabled.
It was
There's a button that you just need to press.
And
then
she found
it works again.
And there you go.
Oh, and the other thing is, too, it was only when the button was working, it was only going halfway.
Oh, no.
And I was having to like push it all the way back up. Well, this is annoying.
Did that
so
fix
now,
it?
Yes, the button, now it goes all the way up again on its own.
Everything is
magically
coming up roses.
It's amazing. Connie says, me too, Kelly. I thought my AC in my car was out last year. Just blew warm air. Didn't realize I had to tap the AC button along with the auto button to actually turn the AC on. I had to take a 2-hour trip in July, roasted on the way back, started to pour rain, and could not have the windows down. Finally, I hit the right button. It turned on, felt like an idiot. I kept thinking my husband always took care of that stuff, but I've been Googling things and coming up with things to fix my own car since then.
Yeah, we literally had a story about some lady on TikTok who took her car
to the mechanic
and said, hey, my AC doesn't work. The mechanic goes, hey, have you tried turning on the AC?
Yeah.
And
did
she was like,
the button?
Oh, I didn't know you had to do that.
Okay. This is great. Jackie says, not sure if this is a learning or a lesson, but my mom's stove didn't work. She went without a stove for 9 months.
Oh, no.
I bought her a new one. Me and my friend go over there, take it to her. I pull out the other one, asking, okay, so what exactly was wrong with it? She said, just won't come on.
Okay.
I looked down. It was barely hanging out of the plug.
Oh.
Pushed it all the way in. Poof. The stove worked. She can't be mad. You can't be mad, though. We stood there, laughed. She just said, well, I'm in my 70s. So didn't get mad at her.
So wait, Jackie, you bought a new stove before you went over to see.
Oh, let's just see.
Let's just check it.
Let's just check it.
That's the first thing I would have done.
Straight to buying her a new one.
Well, doesn't work.
And then decided to check it.
I trust you. I'm just going to buy a new one. Wow.
9 months.
That's
funny. She went 9 months. And all she had to do was just pull it out. Let's just check. First of all, check to see if there's a button that needs to be pushed and check to see if it needs to be plugged in.
Plugged in, unplugged, plugged in again.
Right. Button, pressed, not pressed.
Those little aha moments.
These
gotta like them.
Great. All the learning.